Well, R. Kelly's girlfriends or alleged sex slaves did a video from his condo, and they say they are fine. Joycelyn Savage and Azriel Clary set the record straight on where they've been since R. Kelly was arrested, and they say nothing has changed. They even give a glimpse of the view from the high-rise apartment showing off the Chicago skyline. Take a listen to this.
We actually just read an article saying that we were evicted from the Trump, and saying that, you know, we were under emergency living and all kinds of stuff like that. We just wanted to let you guys know that that is not true. We are here. We are at the Trump. You know, Joy's parents are all over social media.
Yeah, they know where I'm at.
Yeah, we've been here at the Trump, you know, we've been here for years. We move freely, we come and go freely. We actually just left out this morning and nobody said anything to us. You know, no one stopped us, no one, you know, harassed us or anything like that. So we just wanted to clear that up and let you guys know that that is fake news and do not believe everything that you hear.
Can I make a prediction?
What about everything we see?
I
have a tape.
Yeah, I hope y'all looking for boxes because y'all ain't going to be that long, I'm telling you.
Wow.
You mean in that apartment?
In that apartment.
In that apartment. They're not going to be that long. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
The tape shows that they're okay and you know where they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not hiding as to where they are. You know, her parents, Miss Savage's parents, were all on social media. Where is my daughter? There she is, right there. Yeah.
At the Trump Tower.
Yeah. On video.
They're the Trump. That's what they said. They're the Trump.
Yeah.
That's
Trump.
What it is. Yeah, in Chicago.
The Trump.
This is just all right,
sad.
Yeah, it really is. And R. Kelly was arrested last Thursday. We all remember that on new federal charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking and obstruction of justice. Of course, that's on top of the state charges he's already facing in Cook County in Chicago. So he's got a lot of charges. And like we were saying yesterday, and people continue to say, if he's convicted, he's going to see some prison time.
If he's found guilty, he should.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He should.
100%.
It's just so sad to see those girls.
Yeah.
Carla, that documentary is what really...
Very disturbing.
Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah, put this on Front Street.
People didn't know. And we were fans of his music.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. And did they refute, did they say anything about the suicide pact they supposedly had in this new interview that we heard? They didn't say anything about it.
No, they didn't bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because we heard about that yesterday where the girl said if anything happens to R. Kelly, they had a suicide pact, which was crazy and sad and unbelievable.
Well, one set of parents didn't believe it and the other set of parents did. So.
Yeah. We have to. Whew. Anyway, all right, we're going to move on.
They need prayer too.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
They're victims. Yes, they are.
Coming up next at 34 after the hour, trending political news. The four Democratic congresswomen respond to Donald Trump's racially charged tweets. We'll get into it right after this.